There is no cure for diabetes. However, there are things a diabetic can do to manage the condition. Leading diabetologist in Jamaica, Professor Errol Morrison, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to talk about the disease and how persons can prevent or manage this common illness. We now bring you excerpts of the interview.
Professor Morrison, the diabetes challenge is a big challenge. What are some of the things that Jamaicans ought to do to deal with this challenge? One, those who don't have diabetes now and those who have it, what can they do to manage it?
We have been talking a lot about, you know, how it might run in the family. And so if you are able to identify that the family had it in some way, then you should be on the lookout. That is an important consideration. There are certain other indications. Women, for example, who have large babies, is not a sign of, you know, buoyancy and healthiness. Big babies indicate that, you know, the babies during the development were not getting the proper nourishment as it should. These are indicators that there's possibly an underlying problem in how the body is working, and watch out for diabetes. But why, as we say all of that and we talk about overweight, one of the single most important things, you know, is just the waist. With this fat around the middle.
Waist.
Men with waistlines over 40 or women with waistlines over 35 are at risk for developing diabetes. That's one of the single most important indices now. And we also go back and we look at things like, you know, your weight for your height. Mm-hmm. But that does not really indicate how the overweight is distributed. Because in women, the weight is the fat is distributed around the hip largely, and in men it seems to be more around the abdomen, what we call the rump belly and so on. But the point is, this waist and the distribution of the fat around the waist is a single most important contribution.
So we and say, around look, Christmas time, you know, well, we have to be careful about that.
I would hasten to add the eating. And you know, one may say, look, I'm going to tighten up for Christmas.
Yes.
But you need to tighten up full stop.
Generally.
You know, right across the board. And how you eat is very important. And one of the things I always try to point out, look, I'm not too worried about your breakfast and lunch. You have enough up and down during the day to work it off. But at evening meal, I want you to go more for salads, vegetable type thing. Because you don't have too much starches. That will cause your sugars to get high. So when you're sleeping, it's converting to fat. So it's important. That's an important thing to watch out for and to help to prevent the oncoming diabetic problem. But also, the diet alone, and I don't want to use the word diet, just eating alone is not the only thing. You have to combine that with the physical activity. And you notice again, you're about to say exercise.
But it's
and I hold back, is it? Because when you say exercise, already ready to go to the gym and do all kind of profile. But just the physical activity. If you walk around your bed, you know, 15, 20 minutes a day is very important.
Very important.
Because you're going to burn off some of that excess
energy. Sitting at the desk 14 hours and
not good,
like...
Not good. That's not sedentary. That good. So we want... And remember, it's a combination now. Controlling what you put in the eating and working off some of that in the physical activity. That's the treatment and the prevention of diabetes, you know.
That's it.
People are talking about tablets and injections and so on. Those are secondary. You know, in the major form of diabetes, you know, which is one related to the overweight. You have the other form, as you would appreciate, where the organ's just not working, the pancreas. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you have to take over and give injections.
Yes.
That's a, you know, it's a smaller group, less than 10% of the whole diabetic population, and quite often in the younger age group. But it affects right across the board. Mm-hmm. But by and large, when you say diabetes, you're talking that overweight problem. And we need to knock it with the combination of how you eat and the physical activity. And that is the approach to prevent as well as to manage.
Leading diabetologist in Jamaica, Professor Errol Morrison, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.